Welcome to Sunday School today, and this is our last Sunday in stewardship. We'll be talking about this month the doctrine of God, the doctrine of Jesus Christ, the doctrine of soul of visiting, of giving, and today we're going to talk about the doctrine of soul winning. This is one of my favorite subjects to talk about, is soul winning, and I'm glad to have you with us today. Take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 142. Psalm 142 as we begin today. Soul winning. What is soul winning? It's been defined many, many ways. One fellow says soul winning is one beggar telling another beggar where he found bread. I think that's pretty good definition myself. Soul winning. I'm glad that I found the bread of life, aren't you? I'm glad that someone taught me the Bible, preached to me the Word of God, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to help me to see. Jesus loved me, died for me. Let's pray before we begin our lesson today. It's Psalm 142 we'll be reading in just a moment. Father, we thank you now for this time you've given us today to be in your house. Lord, we do thank you for each one that's come. Those, Lord, that have been out or back, we thank you for that. And we pray you continue to bless them and heal their bodies as they're recovering from various things. And we thank you for our visitors today that are here. I pray, God, that they will have a warm welcome with our people here, and God, they might be back also. Lord, we commit now this next few minutes with you, to you. And God, we ask you, God, may the Spirit of God do for us what we need done for us. And God, that we might somehow bring honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 142, I'd like to read this. This is a prayer, of course, of David when he had run the race, so to speak. He was trying to escape for his life and from Saul, and he's prayed this prayer in Psalm 142. He says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, how they privately laid a snare for me. Verse 4, I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Now look in verse number 4. As we look at this thing of soul winning today, I want to focus on this, a little portion of this verse right here. David said in verse number 4, I looked on my right hand. I looked on my right hand, and behold, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. The last part of that verse, no man cared for my soul. Those are sad words, aren't they? Sad words. No man cared for my soul. But you know, as David said those words, I believe without my heart today that these words can be heard from multitudes across the world today. As multitudes will say, no man cares for my soul. No man cares for my soul. This is, again, a sad words here. There are many people in the world that we know little about, and most we know nothing about in the world, people. But there's one thing that all of us knows about every person in this world. And that thing is that every person alive today and has lived or will live has a soul. They have a soul. Every individual has a soul. We know that for a fact. And we must be conscious of that as a Christian especially. Of every person alive has a soul. It's like the man that got saved. He miraculously got saved. He worked in this factory. He'd been working there for a number of years. He got saved, and some of the people around him that tried to help him, he said, what can I do now? I want to do something. I want to tell people about Jesus. He saved me. And they advised him to take some tracts and put in his pocket and take to work with him. And maybe during break time or during lunch time, just pass them out to people, you know, like that. So he took their advice. He took them on Monday morning. He went to work. During his break time, he passed out a couple of tracts and asked people, were they Christians? And he was a little bit disturbed by that. And then around lunchtime, he did it again. And he was more disturbed. And finally, he asked one person, he passed out a tract to a person and says, are you a Christian? And it seemed like he was getting the same answer everywhere he went. And they said, he said, the person that he gave the tract to this time, he said, yes, I'm a Christian. I've been a Christian for 10 years. And the guy said to the guy, he says, I don't understand. You've been a Christian for 10 years. You've been working here around me. You have never given me a tract. You never invited me to church, never invited me to Sunday school. And you say you're a Christian? I don't understand that. He was puzzled. He was puzzled because of the response that he got from so-called Christians. So-called Christians, you see. Now, I want us to think upon this thought today. We know our subject is building our theme is building our faith. We're talking about the doctrine of soul winning. But I want us to focus on this today. Who cares? Who cares? David said, no man cared for my soul. No man. That means nobody, right? Nobody. And our thought today is this, who cares? Who cares today? We're called up, folks. We're called up. We're called up in the media. We're called up at work. We're called up on the cares of life. And I'm afraid sometimes we have advanced away from the main thing. The main thing. The main thing. That is being careful, being conscious of people and people getting saved. There are folks you work with. There are folks we rub shoulders with. There are folks all around us, neighbors. The world is full of people. People that are hurting. People that are perishing in their sins. People that are slaves to wickedness. There are people in the world today, their marriages are falling apart. Their children are gone. I mean, all kinds of things are happening to people today in the world. They're living in distress and fear. People are today. Look at people where you go. To the grocery store, wherever you go, you'll see people that way. You see it on their faces. They're headed for a literal, eternal lake of fire, folks, unless they know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. They're headed there. And the question is this, who cares? Who cares? David said, no man cared for my soul. Who cares? No one seems to care today. No one today seems to care. We don't hear much about soul winning. We don't hear much about soul winning. But you know, I believe there's a lot of people in hell today. There's a lot of people in hell today that never had anybody to care about them, never had anybody to pray with them, never had anybody to even witness to them. They're in hell today because no one cares. No one cares. Who cares today? Who cares today? Someone said that every 15 minutes, nearly 2,000 souls go into eternity. I'm talking about worldwide now. Every 15 minutes, nearly 2,000 souls go off into eternity, either in heaven or in hell. That means during the Sunday school hour, almost 8,000 souls will die worldwide. Worldwide. That's a lot of people, folks. That's a lot of people. Souls going out into eternity. And the question again is, who cares? Who cares? Who cares? The story was told of a farmer. He was grown up in age, and his son had become a senator and was in Washington, D.C. now. And of course, his son invited him to come see him sometime. So one day he went to see his son, who was a senator in Washington, D.C. He went up to his office, knocked on his door, and he was invited in. And while he come in, when he come into his son, his dad's office, who was a senator, there was his son had a visitor with him. And it was the ambassador from Belgium was in there talking with his son. He come in, and his son introduced his father to this man who was an ambassador from Belgium. And his father, the aged farmer who come to visit his son, he said to the guy at Belgium, he says, "Are you a Christian?" And immediately, this farmer's son stopped the conversation and began to talk about something else. Well, about 6 months later, the farmer who went to see his son, he died. The farmer died. And the family received from the ambassador from Belgium a nice spray of flowers for this man. And also with those flowers, he had a card in there that said this. He said, "Your father was the only man in America, the only man in America that asked me if I was a Christian. Your father was the only man." I'm saying, who cares? Who cares today? I'm on my way to heaven. I got my ticket, so to speak. Everything's okay. Who cares? Who cares today? Well, who cares that the world is going to hell? Who cares today that society is a swamp of sin, really? It's what it is. Who cares that lives are living wretched lives? Men and women are shacking up. I mean, all kinds of sin is abounding around where we live today. But who cares? Who cares? Who cares? You know as well as I know that used to be wrong is now okay in the eyes of a lot of people. But I'm saying to you today, it's not okay in God's eyes. And God is going to judge sin in my life. He's going to judge sin in your life. He's going to judge sins in everybody's life. It's coming. It's coming. But I'm asking myself, and I'm asking us today, who cares? Who cares? Who cares today? You say, "Well, I don't have the gift." Talking about soul winning. Let me tell you something. Soul winning is not a gift. Soul winning is a command. It's a command from God. It's a command from God. You say, "Well, if I witness to somebody, I'll drive them away." What are you going to drive them away from? There's not a hell number two. I mean, you know, listen, that's a sorry excuse to say I'll drive them away. If it's your children, if it's your grandchildren, who it is, you know, we need to tell people about Jesus. Soul winning is so important. It's so important. Do we care? Do I care enough to pray? Do I care enough to be faithful to church? Do I care enough to live a consistent life? You know, those things are very important, folks. To pray, to be faithful to God's house. My life be consistent. I got a phone call this past week from a friend of mine that we were in school together. The church that we got saved at, celebrating their 100th birthday this year. It'll be in October, but they're celebrating the whole year. And they're trying to get some things, events that took place at the church so they can report, you know, about every week something that's taken place in the church, you know, years ago. And he called me. He's one of the guys that, if you heard my testimony, when I got saved, there was about 7 of us that got saved at one time. He was one of those guys with me, you know? And he called me and trying to confirm who else got saved and the date it was and all that, you know? And, you know, it's just a joy to hear from this guy. He's still serving the Lord. He's still faithful to God's house. Right on. And we just had a good time while talking one to another. A consistent life, a faithful life is so important, folks. Is so important. Who cares? Who cares about people today? Well, there's one thing for sure I know. I know when I ask who cares, I know that God cares. I know that God cares. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I know God cares. God cares. Secondly, I know Jesus cares. I know Jesus cares. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was what? Lost. I know God cares. I know Jesus cares. I also know that Paul cares. In Romans chapter 9, verse number 3, in essence, Paul is saying this, I would be willing to give my life and go to hell for my brethren and my kinsmen if they would get saved. It's what he said. Paul cares. God cares. Jesus cares. And Paul cares. We know that. Who cares? You and I should care. You and I should care. Let me ask you this. If you're in here this morning, you're saved, and you're saved because somebody took the time to take the Word of God and share with you how to be saved. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Majority of people in here did that. You're saved because somebody loved you enough to take the time to take the Word of God and share with you and tell you how to be saved. Now, let me ask you this. If I had the cure for cancer, if I had the cure for cancer and you had cancer, I got the cure for cancer, okay, and you got cancer. I am indebted to you, am I not? I'm indebted to you. I got the cure, you got the cancer, okay? Now, if I withhold the cure and it's in my power to give it to you, what kind of fellow am I? I'm a sorry fellow, ain't I? If I got the cure and I got the power to give it to you and to heal your body and I don't do it, I'm a sorry fellow. Now, if somebody has taken their time to share with you the gospel of how to be saved and you responded and you got saved, do you not think it's our responsibility to take the time to share the gospel with somebody else? What kind of Christian would I be? What kind of Christian am I if somebody would take the time to show me how to be saved and love me enough, and yet I would never take the time to share the scripture with somebody and show them that Jesus loved them and he died for them? What kind of Christian am I to be that way? Who cares? If we care, we're going to be faithful and we're going to set an example. We're going to set a good example if we care, if we care. Ask ourselves, who cares? Ask yourself, who cares? The songwriter put it this way, souls are dying, men are crying, won't you bring them to the cross? Go and find them. Help to win them. Win the lost at any cost. That's our responsibility, folks. That's our responsibility. An atheist said to William Booth, who's the founder of the Salvation Army one day, he says, if I believe what you Christians say you believe about the coming judgments, and those that reject Christ, spending eternity in hell, he said, I will get on my knees, my bare knees, and crawl across crushed glass all over this London, all over London, and I would warn them to flee from the wrath that is to come. He literally said to William Booth, the atheist literally said to William Booth, if I believe what you claim to believe, I would care enough to do something about it. I would care enough to do something about it. You know, I wonder sometimes what I do believe. What I really do believe. Do I believe what I believe enough to care to do something about it? Do something about it? Oh, this is very important. I don't know, Pastor, I don't know of a more important subject to talk about in soul winning. It's the most important thing in this world. It really is. If it weren't for people caring about me, I wouldn't be here today. I'd probably be in hell. And most of you probably would be too. This is a serious subject, folks. And I'm afraid if we're not careful, we're going to take it too lightly. Too lightly. It's very, very important. See, soul winning is really an act of love. Love is not just words. Love is action. Doing something. You know? I can tell you how much I care, but until you see how much I care, you don't think I care, really. I've got to put some action to it. I've got to put some action to it. I say this to you, I wish I cared like God cares. I wish I cared like Jesus cares. I wish I even cared like Paul cares. But my prayer is that God will help me to care more than I do. More than I do. Lester Roloff said one time, if you want to save America, get America saved. If you want to save America, get America saved. And that's so important, folks. What is the key to soul winning? What is the key to soul winning? Simply witnessing for Christ. Tell people about Jesus Christ. Witnessing from Christ. So winning is not declaring the Bible is the Bible, it's the Word of God. It's not my responsibility to do that. It's not your responsibility to do that. My responsibility is to tell others what Jesus has done for me, how He saved me, how He saved you. Listen, the Bible doesn't need anyone to defend it. It defends itself when it's preached, when it's taught. It stands alone. It stands alone. We must recognize that. So the key of winning souls is to witness for Christ. To witness for Christ. You know, I had to ask myself sometime, Brother Tower, when I'm not, I want to see people saved, and I'm not seeing people saved like I want to see people saved, I had to ask myself, Keith, how much are you witnessing? How much are you witnessing? I mean, how many times are you taking the opportunity or making the opportunity available to you to share with somebody the gospel? I'm going to tell you, folks, you know as well as I know, if you go out visiting today, it's harder and harder to get people still long enough to share the gospel with them. They may take a tract, but they're running when they do that, aren't they? They'll snatch it out of your hand and go on. But you know, that should not defer me or cause me to not want to keep trying. Because somewhere out there, if I have a heart and I love people the way God wants me to love people, God's going to lead me somewhere that somebody's going to be still and listen. They'll be still and listen. The key of winning souls is witnessing for Christ. God has provided for all mankind forgiveness of sin and eternal life, and it's through His Son, Jesus Christ. It's through Jesus Christ. And it's all by grace through faith. When we respond to salvation, we repent of our sins and we put our faith in Christ, we become a child of God. Where are the people today? Where are the people today that have eyes like the Savior that wept over Jerusalem? Where are we at today? Where are the people today? Where are the people today that have faith in the gospel, that when the gospel is preached, they believe somebody is going to be saved? They believe somebody is going to be saved. Let me say this to you. If what God says will not save souls, folks, nothing else will. Nothing else will. We have what God says. We have the gospel to share with people. And if we'll share that with people, the Holy Spirit is going to take that and is going to do something for somebody like He did us. Like He did us. I'm glad today for that. To win one soul, How do I do this? What can I do? What can I do myself to give me that concern, to give me that desire, to want to drive me to care? What can I do? As we spell the word souls, S-O-U-L-S. First of all, S, this is what I need to do. I need to surrender myself. Romans 1, Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Number one is to surrender ourselves to this idea of sowing. Surrender ourselves. Give ourselves to it. O stands for to obtain prospects to go see. Obtain prospects to go see. I have neighbors, you have neighbors. I have friends, you have friends. There's people at the grocery store. There's people at the gas station. There's all kinds of prospects for us to find, folks. We are without excuse. We are without excuse. So first of all, surrender to God. O stands for obtain prospects. U stands for to use your Bible. Use your Bible. I can take a tract, and I can go to a person, and I can present a tract to a person. Okay? I can take and I can read that tract to somebody. What's on that tract? I'm going to tell you something. That does not have the bearing on that individual I'm talking to what this does. This is powerful. It's quick. This will do for an individual what this will not do or what I'm saying will not do. So what I'm saying is use your Bible. Take your Bible with you. My wife and I were this past week, and I caught myself in problems because I didn't have my Bible with me. All the spur of the moment, we were going to go visit somebody. And I said to myself, I wish I could have kicked myself. I didn't have it. But I always take your Bible with you. Your Bible is the sword. The Bible is the sword that we need to use. So surrender ourselves to God. Obtain prospects. And then we find use the Bible. And L says, lovingly try to persuade people to trust Christ. Lovingly. Listen, you have to be tactful. You have to be lovingly. They have to know that you love them, that you care about them before they're going to listen to you. Lovingly try to do this. And then we find the last S is to seek for a decision. Try to get that individual to make a decision. They will, one way or the other. They may say yes, they may say no, but seek for that decision to be made. So we see here souls are very important. Surrender yourself, obtain prospects, use your Bible, lovingly try to persuade people, and seek for that decision. Seek for that decision. And I believe it'll help us all in soul winning. In conclusion today, maybe I'll say this about soul winning. It is not right that we should give ourselves to every cause in the world. It is not right, folks, listen. It is not right that we should give ourselves to every cause in the world and neglect the greatest cause. Neglect the greatest cause as a Christian. It's not right. It's not right. Why not resolve ourselves for the main cause? That is soul winning. The main thing is the main thing, right? The main thing is winning people to Christ. And it comes through presenting the gospel, either by preaching, by teaching, or by witnessing. That's how people get saved, is by presenting the gospel. As you and I present the gospel, the Holy Spirit is in us. And the Holy Spirit is going to do something for those people that we present the gospel to. What is it going to do? First of all, it's going to invite them to be saved. He will invite people to be saved. You remember when the Holy Spirit was trying to draw you to Christ? Boy, that was an unusual feeling, wasn't it? That was something troubled me in my heart, my soul, and I didn't know what in the world it was until after I got saved. But as we witness, the Holy Spirit will invite people to Christ. Not only that, but we see the Holy Spirit will help people to exchange hell for heaven. Hell for heaven. Boy, what a difference. Boy, what a difference. I hope I'd rather go to heaven than I had to go to hell, hadn't you? Also, we see the Holy Spirit will help people to gain peace and happiness and joy. The Holy Spirit will help people to live with God forever. When the Holy Spirit flows through us and uses us to speak to people, the Holy Spirit, when a person rejects God's salvation, the Holy Spirit is literally insulted. Insulted. He's grieved when people turn the Savior away. Soul winning is so important. It's so important. May I conclude with this today? The doctor was talking to the preacher. He said, "Preacher," says, "you preach to win souls." He said, "Yes, sir, I do." Doctor said, "I don't understand." He said, "First of all, you can't see a soul. You can't hear a soul. You can't smell a soul. You can't taste a soul. All you can do is feel it." He said, "That's right. That's right." The doctor says, "Why waste your time? There's 4 senses out of 5 that is evidence there's no soul. There's no such thing as a soul." The preacher thought a minute. He said, "Doctor," he said, "let me ask you something." He said, "Don't you practice to prevent pain?" He said, "I sure do." He said, "Doctor, have you ever seen a pain? Have you ever heard of pain? Have you ever smelled a pain? Have you ever tasted a pain?" He said, "No." He said, "But you felt it, haven't you?" He said, "Yes, I have." What's the difference? What's the difference? Listen, I know the souls of men are going to live forever. The Bible declares that. They're going to declare that. Folks, listen. Who cares? Who cares? I have friends, you have friends, we have relatives. You may have children, and you may have grandchildren. All I can do is challenge you and challenge myself. Listen, folks, time is running out. Time is running out. Don't allow Satan to make me so busy and you so busy that we neglect this thing of trying to reach our families for Christ. I don't know anybody in my family that I wouldn't want to go to heaven with me. Do you? Do you want your children to go to heaven? Do you want your grandchildren to go to heaven? Are they saved? Are they saved? Oh, may this burden our hearts. May God move me. May God move us. And help us to ask ourselves this question. Who cares? Who cares? God cares. Jesus cares. Paul cares. May God help us to care. Help us to care. Soul winning is so important, folks. It really is. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the Spirit of God that enables us, dear God, to know more about your Word. Lord, I don't know the hearts of people in this room today. Lord, I know you know my heart and you know every heart that's here. Lord, there might be someone here that's not a Christian, never been saved. God, that be the case, I pray the Spirit of God would begin a work right now in that individual's life and heart and mind. God, to help them to see that you love them, that we love them. And God, that you might take the Word of God now, penetrate it in their lives, help them to come to Christ, even today, before it's too late. Father, we submit ourselves to you. Lord, we realize this is the greatest cause of all in this world we live in, is to bring men, women, boys, and girls, and adults to Christ. God, help us to care. Lord, I'm not saying that nobody cares. Lord, I'm saying I think we all need to care more. So, Father, help us. Strengthen us. Give us that burning desire within our souls. Lord, as we focus back to the day that you saved us, and the joy you gave us in our hearts, God, may we want others to have that same joy of knowing Christ. God bless now the service we're about to go into. Bless the singing. Bless the preacher as he preaches today. God, help someone today to come to Christ. And we'll thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.